It seems like almost yesterday that strangers entered the bank of Campbell, Missouri, and made off with some of the community's money. It was just a few moments after 3 p.m. on November 11, 1933, when two men in fancy suits walked into the lobby of the small bank on Campbell's Main Street. One of the men walked across the lobby, turned, displayed an automatic pistol, and announced, "This is a holdup." John Ponder and Lulu Davis, cashier and bookkeeper, were attending the windows, taking care of customers, one of whom was W.A. Shy, the town's postmaster. One of the robbers moved behind the tellers and began gathering cash, and in a loud voice said, "Don't move or I will kill you." He pointed the gun at the cashier and ordered, "Open the vault." Facing directly into the barrel of a loaded gun, Mr. Ponder said, "The vault is locked and cannot be opened." This was not true, but the robbers believed him, took what they had, and directed two of the employees to a polished Chevrolet Roadster parked in front of the bank. The two employees were ordered to stand on the running boards until they reached the edge of town, and upon their release, the getaway car roared north and out of sight. Several people gave chase, including City Marshal Rodney Brown, who jumped into Sam Smoot's brand-new Plymouth and gave chase. But the thieves made a clean getaway. The car was soon reported going through Burney, but to this day, neither car, money, or robbers have been found. Residents of Campbell remain curious about the men who robbed their bank on a quiet autumn afternoon in 1933 that seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.